make sure that you understand. The first session was to stress the importance of doctrine. Because doctrine isn't considered important. Typically. In the church in Nigeria. Even though Moses says, let the teaching drop like dew. This is how you have prosperity in the church. But Israel wouldn't listen. And they rejected the doctrine of God. So then God says in Deuteronomy 32, starting in verse 20, and he said, I will hide my face from them. I will see what their end will be. For they are a perverse generation. Children in whom is no faith. They have provoked me to jealousy by what is not God. They have moved me to anger by their foolish idols. But I will provoke them to jealousy by those who are not a nation. I will move them to anger by a foolish nation. Do you understand that's talking about the church? Moses says, let my doctrine, let my words, let my teaching be like rain. And they didn't do it. And so God destroyed them. And he raised up the church. And the sign of the church is they're the opposite of Israel. They listen to God's word. They listen to his teaching. I want to talk about some of the most basic teachings. And a lot of you will say, why talk about the Trinity? Why talk about God the Father? God the Son? God the Holy Spirit? Because if you don't care who God is, if you just say, I want my thoughts about God, you're an idolater. Do you understand the doctrine of the Trinity? Explains the whole world. Romans 1, 18-21. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of man who suppress the truth in unrighteousness. Because what may be known of God is manifest in them. For God has shown it to them. For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, So they are without excuse. Zingak is a man. I'm a man. Zingak is this person here. I'm this person here. All of creation testifies to the Trinity. We are one in the sense that we're men. We are separate. In the sense that Zingak is Zingak.
So I can tell you, Nico Zingadi.
And I'm Dan.
Chief for Daniel.
Do you understand everything you see in the world? Everything you see in the world testifies that God must be a Trinity. In this room, there's people. And in this room, there's each individual person. Philosophers study this problem. And because they worship the mind of man, they can't understand the most basic thing in all creation. Is that there has to be unity and diversity in all things. Right? That's a chair. That's also a chair. And that's also a chair. And we all know. We all know those are all places to sit. But yet we all know they're very different. The most obvious thing in all of creation is the Trinity. That's why God says, everyone is without excuse if they don't understand the Godhead. Because the reality is, there is no one who doesn't understand the Trinity. Do you know of anyone that goes, well, that is a chair. But the thing next to it looks different. So it can't be a chair. Everybody knows. And this is a really important concept. And the concept is, God ordered everything in the world to testify about Him. So if He created everything in the world to testify about Him, what is the center of all creation? It is not man. It is God. Everything in the world is to declare the glory of God. And I don't mean this in an abstract way. When you take a seed and you plant it in the ground so that it dies, and life comes from it. You recognize that, right? That's the gospel. Every single seed throughout the whole world that gets planted is a picture of the gospel. God did not go.
Allah bai ce.
Well, there's seeds.
Ah, ai we na hati ne kawai.
Hey, maybe people can see what the gospel is like.
Ko kuma mutane su iya ganin cewa wannan ita ce bishara.
I'll just point to that thing.
Zan komuni ga waɗannan abubuwa kawai.
He made all of creation.
Ya iya maida komai cikin halitta.
Testify to who he is.
Da yi shaidan wane ne shi Allah.
In him we live.
A cikin sa muke araye.
And we move.
Muke ko tafiya.
And we have our being.
Muna samun surar rayuwarmu.
Everything is about God.
Dukkan komai ko na kan Allah ne.
And it is so tempting to make it about man. But God ordered the whole world so that people could understand who God is. A man takes a woman and they have children. What is that? That's the gospel. Christ takes the church to produce fruit. God ordered the world such that every place in the world, every single person is without excuse because their life, the source of their life, was a picture of the gospel. Their continued existence. Because the seed gets planted. And life comes from it. So that we can eat and live. Every single person throughout all creation has a daily testimony of the gospel. It is so important to understand this. It's so important to understand how God ordered the world. He is not saying, I don't care what you believe. He's saying, I've ordered everything so that you can see the truth. Do you think God cares about doctrine? You think God, you know, maybe we won't say that God is three and he is one. We'll say God in the Old Testament was the Father. God in the Gospels was Christ. God in the church is the Holy Spirit. We'll say there's three states of God. Modalism is what that's called. And do you realize modalism is a widely believed view, and it's contrary to all of creation. Because everybody knows that's a chair. And that's a chair. Even though they aren't the same. Everything in the world testifies that God is. And what this means for the church is really important. Because how it plays out in the world it gives the Christian a huge advantage. Because the Christian understands how the world works.
For instance,
مثالي.
The Christian goes, well, God gave laws.
Allah da kansa ya bada dokoki.
And the laws are one.
Kuma ko dukkan dokokin guda ɗaya.
But all those applications are very different.
Amma ko yadda za a aikata su daban su sha bamban da juna.
Yeah, when Paul says,
in the Bible it says,
you read,
kuna karantawa,
do not muzzle the ox.
Kar ku ainihin rufe bakin ita dabbar.
While it treads out the grain.
Yayin da take ainihin nika hatsi.
Do you think God was talking about oxen?
Kuna ga kamar Allah na magana ne akan shanu?
He was talking about pastors being paid.
Yana magana ne akan pastoci da ake biyan.
Do you realize that's a picture of the Trinity, what Paul just said?
Kun ko fahimci cewa wannan kanta ma sura ce ta Trinity da Paulus ke magana kai?
There is unity in the law.
Akwai ko ainihin ɗayantuwa a cikin dokoki.
Do not muzzle the ox while it treads out the grain.
Inda yace kar ka rufe bakin dabbar yayin da take ainihin tuskar abinci.
But that same law
wannan dokar kuwa
says don't muzzle an ox.
Yace kar ma ku ainihin rufe bakinka.
Pay a pastor.
Ku biya pastor.
Because there's unity.
Saboda ko akwai ɗayantuwa.
And there's diversity.
Akwai kuma rarraba kai.
When a nation,
idan ko ƙasa,
God gives laws
inda Allah ya bada dokoki
for us to know everything that we need to know
inda yake so mu san komai da komai da muka santa
in this book
a wannan littafi
it's really tiny
wannan karama ce
in the United States
a Amurka kuwa
we pour the federal government
ainihin ko kasar mu ta tarayya
prints 40,000 pages
tana ainihin kira takaddu mai kalle 40
a day
a rana
of new laws
na sabobin dokoki
because we don't understand the Trinity
saboda bamu iya fahimtar menene Trinity ba
because we say
muna cewa
the law has to deal with every single case
ita ko doka za ta yi aiki akan kowanne irin abu
because you can't have unity
ba za ka iya samun ɗayantuwa
and diversity
da kuma rarrabuwar kai
and because you reject the idea of unity and diversity you are either unified and you say everything's the same men and women are the same and you get homosexuality or you just say everything's diverse you have to have a law for each specific circumstance do you understand that's because they don't understand the Trinity that's why the world works the way that it is because the church isn't explaining the world to the people inside the church or to the people outside the church and that was happening a long time ago too when Paul writes 1 Corinthians people don't understand the Trinity so Paul writes in 1 Corinthians 12:20 for as the body is one and many members the church must reflect the nature of God the way it reflects the nature of God
yadda take bayyanar da siffar Allah kuwa
is it says we are one
inda yake cewa mu ɗaya ne
but we have many members
amma muna da gabobi daban-daban
but all are members of that one body
amma ko duka wayannan gabobin jiki ɗaya ne
being many
suke da yawa
are one body
duka jiki ɗaya ne
so also is Christ
kuma kamar yadda take haka da Kristi
when a church goes
idan ko ecclesia ta ce
The pastor should sit up there. Because they're the special people of God. They shouldn't be with the common people. You've rejected the doctrine of the Trinity. Because the Trinity has to reflect itself in the church. God, Paul goes on and even writes, think of the body, the parts that have honor, the mouth. We don't protect it. If you have gold, what do? You hide the gold. Hiding something is a form of honor. So God makes it that the pastors that stand up front that are the big mouth, they don't receive the same honor as the widow that the church secretly helps. Paul used it as a picture of the body. Not covering the mouth is showing dishonor to the mouth. Wearing underwear. Is showing honor to the unpresentable parts. So God says, you're all part of the body. The Bible says God the Father honors God the Son. God the Son honors God the Holy Spirit by saying that the unforgivable sin is to blaspheme the Holy Spirit. But the Holy Spirit was sent to honor the Father and to honor the Son in a church. If you're exalting certain people, you're rejecting the doctrine of the Trinity. Because we're all one. We're all one. That's why Jesus came. And he came and put on the form of a bondservant. To be the servant of all. Because he didn't say, look at me. I'm special. He said, I'll give you an example of what you should be like. The position of a pastor is the position of being a slave to all. That's the Trinity. Played out in the world. This is why doctrine matters. Christians should not say, I'm going to follow Christ because I'll get rich. That's not Christianity. That is idolatry. But Christians should expect, because they understand the world and how God ordered the creation, they should expect to be more successful in that creation. So they should be able to help the poor. That's why God gives responsibility to help the poor to the church. He's given us abilities and wisdom and understanding, because the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. It is the beginning of wisdom. So understanding who God is, it gives us the position to affect the world. Daniel 2 has this picture of the four kingdoms. Babylon, Medes and Persians, Greeks, Romans, and then the church destroys all those kingdoms. So they're like chaff on the summer threshing floor. The reason the church can destroy all the kingdoms of the earth is if we study doctrine. We understand how to deal with the world in order to prosper. I don't mean financially. Paul was prosperous. And he was shipwrecked. He was in prison. But he changed the world because he understood who God was. I want to give another illustration about why it's so important to understand doctrine, and from that to understand the Trinity. Because the Trinity is how God has ordered authority in the world. And so the doctrine of the Trinity is one of the most attacked doctrines. Because it has the idea that three can be equal. They can be one. But yet, some can be under the authority of another. John 10. Verse 29. My Father who has given them to me
is
greater than all. And no one is able to snatch them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. There's a really important concept that explains the world. And this is a big problem in the church in Nigeria. And this is about rejecting the Trinity. God the Father, God the Son are one. But yet God the Father is greater than God the Son. So how can that be? There's two important concepts that if you don't get this right, the Bible says your church will be filled with confusion. I want to repeat that. If you don't get this right, your church will be filled with confusion. God the Father, God the Son, are one. God the Father is greater than God the Son. Genesis 1. Verse 27. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God. He created them, male and female. Are they one? Yes. They're one. There's a concept called ontology. Which means how something was created. Ontologically, men and women are the same.
Maza da mata da
ɗaya. But that doesn't mean that economically they're the same. What economic means is how things work in the world. Ontologically, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, they're all equal. God the Father is no more God than God the Son is. God the Son is no less God than God the Holy Spirit. They're all God. They're all one. But God the Father tells God the Son what to do. God the Father and God the Son tell the Holy Spirit what to do. Being under authority does not mean their value is any different. Let me repeat that. Being under authority does not mean your value is any different. In Galatians 3, 26-29, it says, for you are all sons of God. Sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. As many as you who were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. Is he talking ontologically? Or is he talking economically? If you say that to be a slave is sin, you're saying he's talking economically. If you say a woman doesn't have to submit to her husband, you're rejecting the Trinity because you are not accepting that there can be economic differences. And not be ontological and be ontologically the same. When Paul writes, there is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither slave nor free. There is neither male nor female. For you are all one in Christ Jesus. He's not at all contradicting himself. When he writes in 1 Corinthians 11, But I want you to know this. The head of every man is Christ. The head of woman is man. And the head of Christ is God. In Galatians 3, if you understand the Trinity, you know that's ontological. God the Father is much God as God the Holy Spirit. A Greek is as much a Christian as a Jew. A woman is as much of a Christian as a man. But in the Trinity is authority. So, man is the head of woman. Christ is the head of man. And then it goes on and says the head of Christ is God. In the Trinity, it explains why it is right and just for you to exercise authority over your children. Ontologically, are you greater than your children? They're made in the image of God like you are. If you murder a child or you murder an adult, God says the penalty is the same. Because they both have identical value. But does that mean a child should tell his parents what to do? No, because God has ordered the world that even though they're ontologically equal, they're economically not. So understand, when I go to so many of your churches, I see a rejection of the doctrine of the Trinity. Because you reject 1 Corinthians 14. Starting in verse 33. For God is not the author of confusion, but of peace. As in all the churches of the saints, let your women keep silent in the church, for they are not permitted to speak, because all of God is about authority. And so God says, since your marriage is to be a picture of the gospel, it has to have the picture of authority, or it is rejecting the gospel, and it is confusion. God isn't saying, I think women are less than men. He already said, in my image I made them male and female. He says every man came from a woman. How can men be less or greater than women in their created order? If everyone came from a woman, on creation, male, female, they must be equal. But economically, they must be different.
dole ne su zamanto da bambanci.
Or is confusion.
Idan ba haka ko ba za a sami rikitarwa.
You've rejected who God is.
Kun koyi sayayya kenan da abin da Allah yake.
Because God the Father.
Saboda Allah Uba.
Commands God the Son.
Ya ko dokaci Allah da.
God the Son commands the Holy Spirit.
Allah da ko ya dokaci Allah ruhu mai tsarki.
Anybody who thinks that a woman somehow is less because she's not allowed to speak in church doesn't understand the Trinity.
Duk wanda yana ganin kamar mace ba ta da daraja saboda ba ta damar magana ba bai gane Trinity ba.
And the whole world testifies to the Trinity.
Kuma dukkan duniya tana shaida ne akan wannan Trinity.
I've gone long, but let me tell you.
Na riga na je da nisa amma bari in faɗa muku.
Let me close with other examples.
Na so in kammala da waɗansu misalai.
Churches practically reject the Trinity.
Ecclesia da yawa ko suna sayayya da wannan Trinity.
The church,
Ecclesia,
that just wants to focus on evangelism.
Wanda take so ta kallafa kanta akan wa'azin bishara.
Focus on winning souls for Christ.
Kana kallafa ranta ta wurin ainin sinto ba ta tuzuwa ga Ecclesia.
But aren't worried.
Kuma ba ta kula
about holiness.
But the kula da ainihin zaman tsarki ba.
Don't care about doctrine.
Tabbatacce ko bata kula kenan da koyarwa ba.
They're saying the only member of the Godhead that matters.
Za su faɗa cewa ainihin gaban jiki dake da amfani kawai
is Jesus Christ.
Shine Yesu Almasihu.
They've rejected the nature of God.
Sun ko ainihin sayayya kenan da tsuffannan na Allah.
The church that just wants to see spiritual signs. They want to be filled with excitement. And they don't care about actually calling people to repentance through the preaching of the word. They don't want to study the word to know the nature of God. They don't worship God. They worship the Holy Spirit. And they've rejected the Trinity. The person, the church that just wants to study the Bible. They just want to learn. And they don't want to help the poor. And they don't want to have an effect on the world. They want a God who's far off. Not the God who took on flesh. Or the God that was poured out in the world.
Ko kuma Allah da aka fito da shi daga duniya.
They just worship the Father.
Suna dai bautawa Allah ne kuwa.
And they reject the Trinity.
Sun koyi sayayya da wannan Trinity.
The doctrine of the Trinity.
Ita ko koyarwar Trinity.
Is what drives what the church should look like.
Ita ce ta zaman torin jahil da ya kamata Ecclesia ta tabbatar.
Because our responsibility.
Saboda ko ainihin dama da kowa ke da shi.
Is to declare who God is.
Ita ce ta tabbatar da wane ne Allah a dukkan faɗin duniya.
And God is three.
Kuma Allah uku ne.
The Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit.
Allah Uba, Allah Ɗa, Allah Ruhu.
He is one Lord.
Kuma shi Ubangiji ne guda.
One God.
Shi Allah ne.
The Trinity explains the world.
Ita ko Trinity tana bayyana duniya baki ɗaya.
Because everything in the world
saboda dukkan komai a duniya
was made
an koyi ta ne
to declare the glory of God.
An yi ta ne ta tabbatar da ɗaukakar Ubangiji Allah.
Oh Lord God,
ya Ubangiji Allah,
give us a greater understanding.
Ka ba mu fahimi da za mu fahimce ka cikakkiya.
And let us live.
Ka ba mu dama mu yi rayuwa.
Knowing it.
Muna sanin ta.
Rather than just pretending.
Maimakon muna nuni kamar mun sani.
Let us reflect your nature.
Bari mu bayyana da ainihin siffarka.
To the people around us.
Ga mutane da suke tare da mu.
Amen.
Amen.